Later this month, the Springfield News Leader presents Unite Springfield Against Domestic Violence, with expert panelists discussing the challenges facing victims of domestic abuse and the opportunities for citizens to help. Stephen Herzog is the engagement editor with the News Leader and joins me now. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you.
Put into perspective the scope of the domestic violence issue here in this community.
Well, we hear it from officials who deal with this problem on a daily basis, police who continually go into dangerous situations, prosecutors who have cases piling up. And for us, the most striking example is from our partners like Harmony House, who have to turn away thousands of women and children every year because the problem is so great. And despite the great services they offer, it's just not quite enough. So as much as this community works hard to combat domestic violence, it's still quite a monster.
In your reporting on the issue and conversations with victims and officials, what seems to be the biggest issue facing victims of domestic violence? Is it just that there's not enough support out there or not enough places to house some of these victims? With Harmony House, as you mentioned?
That's still certainly an element. Harmony House continues to expand, but we're getting ready to focus some more on the other challenges victims face. A common question you hear is, why don't they just leave? And it's so much more complicated than that. We want to talk about struggles in finding a place to stay, not just short-term, but long-term, the challenges of navigating the legal system, and trying to take care of children usually along the way and shield them from everything. So it's a very complicated issue, and there are a lot of challenges.
And so really those that aren't directly involved and haven't really known somebody that's been a victim, it can be hard for them to comprehend all the avenues, all the different layers of this issue.
Sure. And then usually victims prior to leaving usually have been cut off from their own family. Other family members often have been cut off from income or other resources. So they often have to flee really with no safety net at all.
You're on the editorial board at the paper, and the board has praised a lot of what's been done in this community on the domestic violence front. You mentioned the good things going on at Harmony House, and then you talked just about the need to continue to make progress. So just to kind of expand a little bit upon that and what you've already talked about.
Well, we're doing a good job of having the conversation. We started this event last year. We had a similar town hall type event, and we want to get a little more in depth and into what some of the challenges are. So, and there's always needs the community has, and we don't want domestic violence to get forgotten, to be forgotten. Certainly, there are other issues the community is dealing with, like poverty, which we're happy that so much effort's being made to address that. But domestic violence continues to be an issue. So, we just want people to be aware of the problem and maybe more importantly, to see ways they can help. That's something that is a key part of the upcoming event. From something as simple as answering phones or doing laundry for one of our nonprofit partners, to people with professional services who can offer, attorneys who could offer services, landlords who have available space, someone who has a truck and can help move things for Harmony House or the Victim Center. We want to find all those people and show them how easy it is to connect with these partners and help with the problem.
What was the major takeaway from last year's event?
Based on what I heard, just hearing the stories of victims is so powerful. You can be aware that domestic violence is a thing, but until you hear a victim explain what that situation is like, it can't be that real. So I think that really brought it home for people, really made it a personal issue, and that sort of stoked the awareness.
Is it also the town hall helpful to just let those potential victims know what resources are out there? Because there are some other services that maybe they're not aware of. I mean, they might be a little bit hesitant of maybe the cost or the struggle to go through it, but is it also just awareness of some of the helpful resources?
Sure. I think people can discover at least that there's always someone there to help them through the process. Harmony House doesn't always have space, but they've always got someone who will talk to a victim about all their options. The Victim Center is the same way. There's always a resource if you're looking for information, and they can connect you with others who can help. And probably to hear from other victims. Part of the event coming up is we've got some student actors who will be telling true stories of victims in the community, and just to see what others have gone through, to know that there are people out there that can help. There are solutions, even though they're going to be difficult to achieve. Hopefully that can help someone who's dealing with an issue of domestic violence.
Anything else you want to share with us about the upcoming event? I know you've mentioned what we'll be hearing, what we'll be seeing. Anything else you want to add there?
Maybe most importantly that it's free. We're inviting people just to come in. If people want to donate to our nonprofit partners, that's great, but that's certainly not all we're after. We want people to come and listen, hear about volunteer opportunities and that sort of thing.
And the date and time?
It'll be September 29th from 6 to 7:30 at the Springfield Art Museum.
Okay. Stephen Herzog, the engagement editor for the Springfield News Leader, and talking about the Unite Springfield Against Domestic Violence Town Hall later this month. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.